What is up? Delusional podcast number 11. Let's clap it up. All right. It is only me, Delaney Brown, here talking because I'm just going to do a really quick one. We're probably going to be talking for, 15, 20 minutes on why I am so uneasy right now. Let's say that. Uneasy. That is the word of the day. It is uneasy. I have to turn off my diffuser really quick. Hold on. Okay, now you guys can hear me clear, but I am so scared for tomorrow, guys. So backstory, I had arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, RA, since I was 2. I think I was like 24 months, and yeah, it affected my whole life, and now I'm 18. Oh my gosh, I am 19 years old. I am 19 years old, still obviously with arthritis, and I go for my injection tomorrow. It's like a 3-hour process with a needle inside of you, pumping medicine into you for 3 hours. And I'm terrified, guys. I am so freaking scared. Like, you don't even know. I'm so scared. Like, I'm going to have my mom there with me. And she's been going, she has arthritis too. And she's been doing it for like 18 years now. But, I've had it for 18 years and my whole life. So I don't really know a life without it. But guys, I am so scared. Like, this whole night, when my mom told me that they got the call back from the doctor that I can go in and see them tomorrow, I have been on edge. I've been uneasy. I've been so anxious and just like trying to distract my mind as best as I could. So I spent all day editing and doing like TikToks and stuff and doing stuff for other people. But I really am terrified for my freaking health, guys. My eyes, I went to the eye doctor the other day, okay? I go into the eye doctor, whatever. And the doctor says, who checks my pressure, they're like, we haven't seen, like, this is, I've never seen pressure this high before. So pressure in your eyes are supposed to be like, 15 to 22. My right eye is 24 and my left eye is 41. That is unreal. Like, that's so bad. That's really bad. But, I'm on all these other different eye drops that, say they're going to cause this. It affects this. It affects that. But they're all trying to stop, the pressure, the inflammation, everything in my eyes that's going on. Whatever. How are you guys doing today? I'm scared. So this is the pre-infusion, pre-Delaney infusion. And then hopefully tomorrow I will be doing a YouTube video about basically my whole day and what I have to do, like at the doctor's, and what I have to do for it, my preparation. I'm going to go to Dunkin' before. So this is me and my mom's plan tomorrow. We wake up at, let's say, 9 o'clock, or we leave by 9. We leave by 9, and so our appointment is at 10:30, and my mom's like, we got to make sure we have time for Dunkin' in the morning, and I was like, you are right, mother. We are getting Dunkin' in the morning, and no one can tell me different, because I'm obsessed with coffee, and I need coffee, and I do think my mom feels bad for me, because I have to go through this at such a young age. But there's some kids that have to do it, since they're born, or, everything happens for a reason. You got to remember that. And everything you go through just makes you a stronger person. Like, if I never went through this stuff, I don't think that I would be I don't think I would be who I am today if I didn't, go through all this stuff, if I don't self-inject myself every single other week. And then every single week, like last night, I did my shot of methotrexate. If you guys know what that is, it's a cancer drug. It helps with my arthritis. So my arthritis, it used to affect my ankles. It started in my ankles. And now I was in remission for so long. That means when it doesn't affect you and your body. But basically, it didn't affect me for so long. And then it randomly popped back up in 2020. This year could, I fucking hate this year. I mean, I love this year. It brought so many opportunities, But, you know, it's been a roller coaster so far. But yeah, it started back up in April of 2020. April, May, I'm pretty sure. And that's when I got... So right now I'm on 4 different sets of eye drops. Four sets of eye drops right now. And it is crazy. I have 2 for pressure, 1 for inflammation, and another 1 for pressure. They're all working for the same thing, but causing different things. You guys already know. Okay, now can we talk about Christmas? Because I'm so freaking excited to, like, do Christmas this year. Like, I'm so excited for holidays. I don't really like Halloween, I'm going to be honest. I hate, like, dark stuff. I hate scary stuff. I went to a haunted house the other day. I get so scared. They know I get scared because, like, I'm a baby, okay, guys? I'm a baby when it comes to, like, people dressed up in costumes. I hated growing up. Hell no, Chuck E. Cheese with my fucking worst enemy, swear to God. Chuck E. Cheese, all these people dressed in costumes, I hated. Like, Halloween was the scariest thing for me. But I'm excited for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I would say that 4th of July is my favorite holiday. Definitely 4th of July. Because everyone's just outside. Everyone's happy. It's a nice day. It's in the middle of summer. So you can go on, like, the boat, tan, get your tan on, have parades, get some candy, celebrate the independence of America. You know, that, all that. Oh, my God, guys. I just recorded a 9-minute segment of me talking, and somehow it got deleted. What the fuck? I'm so pissed. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. I'm going to be doing these little short podcasts maybe like every other night starting soon. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm sorry that the 9-minute segment, this would have been like a, you know, 20-minute podcast, but that had to delete. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go follow the Instagram. Go like all my stuff. Keep me on the algorithm. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Get that up. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for all the support. Love you guys.